The convenience store's sign buzzed. It seemed never-ending. If it wasn't the store's sign, it'd be the mill up the road or the summertime cicadas. Nothing ever happened around here, but there was always something buzzing. Buzzing in my head, buzzing between the winding rural streets and straight highways, the few shops and the gas bar, the motel and the suburbs. Standing just a hair over 5 feet, my mom would describe me as all skin and bones. I had a less than flattering bob that I'd cut on my own that morning, hidden under a 24/7 branded snapback, part of my work uniform. I decided to take the year off to save up for school. My heart was set on moving up to Toronto, to make something out of myself, something I could enjoy. Like most people around here, my parents worked at the mill owned by the Hatt family. They were shift workers. Production never stopped, even through COVID-19's lockdowns and everything. They never missed a shift. Still, they weren't able to pay for my education with their meager take-home. They had debts to pay down and a renovation on the house they were saving for. So naturally, my request for help with tuition for the game development program was not received well. I was a nerd. I liked to throw dice, talk to people on chat sites, and I had more friends I'd never met in person than otherwise. There were a few boys who took me to the city for magic cards and role-playing games. I guess you could say they were friends, too. So when Becca, a popular pretty girl from my old high school and youngest child of the Hatt family, pulled up, I was already annoyed. I mean, she had her whole life ahead of her, but refused to stop fucking around with it. She'd marry young and let someone else take care of her, I guess. A couple DUIs and a boob job. Whatever it took to stay relevant, right? She parked out front of the gas bar, under the overhang, next to a pump, in a white Tesla, one of her parents' many vehicles, and a symbol of their status. The town had built charging stations for them alone.
Belmont, large, King.
I struggled to suppress my laughter, but ultimately, I couldn't hold it in. You know I have to ID you, right? Even if she had a fake, we'd been in the same class since junior K. Rebecca looked deflated for a moment, rolling her eyes.
Sure, for the cameras.
Yeah, for the cameras. Rebecca presented me with her driver's license from the pocket of her stylish denim jacket. She wore loungewear beneath, sweats and a sweater. Comfortable. I took the license, and just as I guessed, Rebecca, unlike me, was born late. We were a few months apart, which meant that she was just a few months shy of 19. This says you're
old enough to party.
Just because Rebecca Hatt was considered royalty around here didn't mean I was going to risk my job. Sure, her family built this town, but she couldn't just go around doing whatever she wanted.
You were always such a nerd.
She then began sulking. It must have been hard for her to not get what she wanted for once. I was off guard, though. The fact that she even knew who I was, that she remembered me, that I registered as anything other than a ginger blip in her periphery.
Good on you, though, for coming out like that. It was painfully obvious to everyone, but kind of rad the way you did it.
I blushed, because it was true. I'd gotten drunk and given a speech at the prom's after party. I was still surprised I'd even gone, let alone mustered up the courage to get in front of all of my classmates. I made a promise to be the first lesbian game producer this town had ever heard of. Overall, not my greatest moment. I handed back the ID. You're still not old enough, Rebecca. I could get in trouble.
You could get in trouble anyway.
Rebecca took a chocolate bar off the shelf and stuck it in her pocket.
You didn't stop the thief. Oh, no.
Rebecca turned around, making her way toward the fridge. A hallway clearly marked employees only.
Oh, she's out of control. No sign can stop her.
Rebecca continued making fun of my concern. Dressed in jeans and a cheap uniform jersey with 24/7 printed on the back, I skipped around the corner and nearly crashed into her. She then grabbed me by the elbows and pressed into me, She smelled like burnt flowers and expensive cheese with like an acrid overtone of tobacco and bottle poppers. She'd probably been smoking weed, or maybe that was just her oversized jacket that reeked. Rebecca, I huffed as the small town princess held me for only a second. Then she kissed me. It was a light peck, quick.
You taste good.
I couldn't wrap my head around it. How Rebecca Hatt, a girl so far out of my league, would even consider me a crush. Oh, my heart palpitated as I eased back and her grip loosened. Hey, I am not an experiment, Rebecca. Becca bristled and blinked. We hadn't seen each other since graduation. How was I expected to know, seasons later, how different things had been for her and how everything had changed? It was easy to forget that the world didn't revolve around the Hatt family. Apparently, she had come out, despite her parents wishing that she would just keep such things to herself.
That's a fucked up thing to say, Blair.
I pulled at her fingers before she could escape. Throwing caution to the wind, it was cold outside and I hated this job, so why not? Why not get in trouble for real? Why not do something careless? Why not capture that same goblin instinct that carried me towards freedom and that made me speak out amidst my peers at prom? Becca's glare softened, and I locked the front door with her Tesla parked outside. Rebecca shoved me into a display of chocolate bars and chips. Not too aggressively, but enough to know she wasn't there just to be my friend. She was there to fuck. Rebecca was soon at my neck, kissing and sucking at the crook between my chin and collar. All while the camera peered down on us from behind. Becca was pursuing me with hunger as I attempted to calm her down. Wait. I tried to direct our combined lust toward the office, out of the storefront, but Becca had other plans. We stumbled down onto the freshly mopped linoleum floor. She tugged at my belt. Come on, and then my pants. Becca's hands were quick and purposeful in undoing them. My heart was racing in my ears, and I could feel my skin burn pink. She uncovered my wiry ginger bush, and while I didn't expect it in the slightest, Becca seemed all too excited to dine on it.
I love that for you.
I couldn't tell if she was teasing me for my scrawny freckled legs or razor-shy crotch. Still, Rebecca Hatt tugged and knit her fingers through my pubic region, literally playing in my humid forest, raking rows through it till she was face first, buried. I mewled softly as she dwelled on my crotch with intensity. Rebecca was speaking to my pussy, whispering sweet nothings to it while flattening her nose in my pubes, no longer prepping them with long nails and fingertips, but rather nestling them with her face. This was wild. This didn't happen to people like me. I made saving throws, wrote stories about goblins, and liked to pretend to be magic or strong, daring, somebody else. I was a nerdy nobody. Rebecca Hatt was eating me out. Rebecca seemed to know exactly what she was doing. She wasn't chewing bubblegum, but rather signing a contract between two lovers, spelling out every utterance of duty to the depraved. She ate me out right there on the floor of the gas bar, like we weren't relative strangers. Reaching up my body, Becca groped my chest and then plunged her fingers into my mouth. I struggled to speak clearly. My words were muffled by the taste of salty fingers that reminded me both of myself and the lingering scent of burnt tobacco, pussy, and cigarettes. I thought of Rebecca as I gently sucked on her fingers for a moment. She was quick to return them to her initial intentions. Lubricated by my own saliva, she slid and wiggled her fingertips inside of me. I was making sounds like a true hedonist, like a party animal, like someone who wasn't afraid of their own pleasure.
Oh my God.
Becca appreciated it. She enjoyed it, knowing that she was providing pleasure, that she was on the other end of those moans and groans and the squelching sound of my insides quivering around her fingers. I hardly had to focus to find myself overcome,
yes.
dripping with approval. Closer to coming with each expert flick of her tongue and pumping of her fingers. After the last spasm, I clenched, holding still on the floor. Becca seemed relieved. Relieved enough to comply. She stood and helped me toward the office, where I insisted we go in the first place. I climbed off the floor with weak knees. That was amazing. It was an entirely new experience. Even though I thought I was the real lesbian here, Becca sat on my lap and I kissed the nape of her neck, sliding my fingers down her stomach and into her panties. I was pleased to find a small trail of fuzz and something else. Something creamy, hot, and inviting. My fingers plunged inside of her, and Rebecca cooed with interest. Her excitement not yet peaked as she guided me verbally.
Just like that. Fuck me, Blair. Fuck me, Blair Rosenstock.
So I did. And it was worth it. Every bit of trouble sure to come my way, the risk and reward of bad ideas that felt too good to refuse. It was awkward at first, and I was scared to hurt her, to do something wrong, to make it feel weird, or just not be good enough to make Rebecca come. I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and damn near gave up when Rebecca took hold of my hand.
Here.
She grimaced, laid back, and grinded my palm down on her hood.
Oh yeah. Fuck me.
I could feel it. Feel the change as I went from grinding on her hood to finger fucking her. I reached around and took hold of Becca's less modest chest. Her tear-shaped breast filled my entire hand. I squeezed and growled with an intensity I didn't know I possessed. I felt confident as Becca had, of all people, squeezed my fingertips with her velvet tunnel.
Oh, fuck me. I'm coming.
Squeezed and wrung and soaked them, coming and crying out.
Oh.
All the way through, her cries and screams turned to something more like mewling moans and whimpering whispers. I never saw Rebecca so human before. Something changed that night in the office of the 24/7. Something happened in the small southern Ontario town, and I wanted to be just like it. I wanted to be the cicada, always buzzing in Rebecca Hatt's head. Rebecca was happy to abide. She'd follow the sound.
Our story is over, and yours is about to begin. Let Best Vibe be the pen that writes to your every desire. Best Vibe is the world's leading online retailer of premium sex toys. With everything from dildos, tongue vibrators, and nipple toys to lube and expert advice, they are a one-stop pleasure shop. Best Vibe offers free shipping on all orders over $69 with discreet packaging and an additional 20% off for our listeners. All links and coupon codes can be found in the show notes. www.bestvibe.com. What's your fantasy? Eligible in the United States and UK.